No photo, no service. A rise in violence and racial abuse has led to a Northland publican to photograph punters and scan their IDs, or they won't be allowed a pint. The patron scan technology is increasingly common in Australia and other countries as well, and more bars and nightclubs here are looking to similar systems to make their venue safer. But a digital privacy expert fears that with essentially no laws governing their use, they are open to abuse. Hamish Cardwell filed this report.
Luke Revel owns the Butter Bar Factory in Whangarei and says in recent months, violence towards his staff and customers has been escalating.
Just this year, I've been punched in the head 3 times, kicked in the head 2 times. You know, people have threatened to stab me.
Are your staff subject to racial abuse?
More or less, it's aimed towards our security contractors out front. I've been witness to multiple times, you know, people calling them the N-word.
But it was witnessing the shocking death of a young man in a street brawl last week that spurred him to act. He had earlier bought the patron scan system after a fellow publican boasted to him that violence had halved on the nights he used it. Luke Revel is rolling it out for the first time this weekend and will use it on evenings he considers high risk and for events that pull in a younger crowd. Affectionately dubbed Stan the Scanner, patrons will have their IDs scanned and their photos taken. The machine checks the IDs are real, that punters are 18 and over, and whether they've been banned or flagged for bad behaviour. Luke Revel says the information can be held for up to 90 days, but he'll delete it after just 2, as a concession to those worried about privacy.
It's really a trade-off. Do you want to just give up that little piece of information? That'll be stored securely for 48 hours only and, you know, have a greater sense of safety in a bar or a venue.
Only he can access the information, although there is an option to allow the police in too. The system allows other bars with the technology to share data, so if a troublemaker gets turfed out or banned in one place, others can follow suit. Matt McLaughlin, who owns a number of bars and nightclubs in Wellington, says he expects the system to become widespread. He says being able to share information is a big bonus, stopping people booted out of one venue from wandering up the street and causing problems in another.
Having something like Patron Scan means that if we do see any issues of violence or sexual assault or vandalism or something that does warrant taking it the next step, we're able to look back and try and figure out exactly who these people are. Can we have them arrested? Can we have them banned from our premise? Can we have them banned from the area?
Digital technology expert Dr. Andrew Chen says there is no process for what a person can do if they find themselves mistakenly blacklisted from every pub in town, or if they've been maliciously flagged by a publican or bouncer.
There is a word for it, which is Kafkaesque. This is pretty much exactly what is in the story of the trial. And essentially, because people don't necessarily have a right to appeal, or there may be a right to appeal, but it is not clear how that might be exercised.
Dr. Chen says there are essentially no laws covering this type of technology, besides the most basic privacy rules around consent, and that it is collected and used for a specific purpose, and is deleted when no longer needed. He says it is hard enough to establish meaningful consent at the best of times.
A simple privacy statement that is shown at the entrance is actually insufficient for people to genuinely understand what rights they're giving up in order to enter the premises. And so even if you're sober, I would question whether or not that was genuine consent.
Dr. Chen says while the system may not use facial recognition technology now, it will almost certainly become available as the technology improves. He doubts the government will step in and write laws to govern the area. It will likely take people being harmed by an error with the technology and challenging it in the courts before rules are established.